Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about what is this? Well, let's go. Yes everyone, do you know this dumb fucktard is getting nominated for a Peace Prize? Yes, guess who's nominated him? Yeah, guess. Just take a wild guess. Yes, this guy. Trump's gay lover and master, BB. Yes, this is the one that Trump loves sucking his cock. Oh yes, Trump is boyfriend and they're both gay, in my opinion. But let's continue with the video, right? Yeah, look at this circle jerk that Trump had with his boyfriend, BB. Oh yes, let's watch. They each suck each other off. Yep, it's very nice.
As we speak, in one country, in one region after the other. So, I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well deserved.
Yeah, you think that fucking fat pussy deserves the Peace Prize? Yeah, right. He still reeks of your cum, you asshole. I wish someone fucking do something about it, but no, everybody's fucking stupid, right? Just saying. It's all fake.
And you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know. Well, thank you very much. Coming from you in particular, this is very meaningful. Thank you very much.
It's disgusting that Trump sucks this guy's dick off all the time. Does Jewish cum taste good? Apparently it does, because Trump does everything for them. But what do they do for America? Not a fuck. He pretends. Yeah, like they're supposed to release the Epstein files and they don't. I wonder why. Supposedly he's implicated in that shit, but that's neither here nor there, right? Just saying.
Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you think that Donald Trump is gonna save the country, you're retarded. You're fucking stupid. We got some bad juju ahead of us. But you better hold on, then usually it's gonna get worse. I don't know what's gonna happen. We're still in July, so... yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah, but you know what's the funny thing? When they squid people, they get all racist against other people, and nobody tells them shit. Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny. Not funny, haha, but funny fucked up. Yeah, so you're gonna see there's gonna be this Asian chick talking shit about the tiny hats, and then they start doing stupid things against her. Let's watch. Yeah, man, just smack that fucking chick with a bag just because she said repent. And yeah, she went boop right in this bitch's head, but it's okay, right? It isn't something that you're not supposed to hit women, but I guess they could hit women. It's okay. Damn. Okay. Yeah, that fucking tiny hat tried to break that chick's heart and she started crying. Oh, have a heart. Oh. Fuck, that fucking old pedophile got a fucking mean hook, doesn't he? Oh, lady, you're fucking seeing the wrong shit in the wrong place. It looks like it, right? So maybe you need to dip out. Just saying. Oh, how lovely. Even children are assaulting you. Wow. And this chick doesn't defend herself. Yeah, the old, all the way down to the young ones are fucking doing bullshit. Wow, this chick must be a saint to be attacked by all these fucking little worms. Just saying. Yeah, even this bitch gets attacked by an old fossil of a woman. Wow, I guess going over there's not a fucking healthy place to go for anyone that's not a non-believer, right? So I don't want to visit that place. Fuck them. I know people think it's okay to send them money, but not me. The fucking politicians that we have here are fucking assholes in my opinion, but whatever. Let's continue. Yes, remember, that place is supposed to be our greatest ally. That's why America sends them billions and billions of dollars every year. Do you know they also get free healthcare? Yeah, ain't that funny? And what the fuck do we Americans get? A big fat dick up our ass. Oh yeah, and they don't use no lube, so enjoy this shit. Because these fuckers are very, very racist, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm a fucking retard, right? Just saying. I wonder how the year's gonna end. Will it happen when the United States balkanizes? Where some states, in other countries, in other parts of the world, they're gonna disappear? Who knows? Things could change in a split second. and it's going to be crazy. I think it's going to be a whole lot of nothing until booyaka, and then everything changes all of a sudden. Yep. But yeah, let's check out one of these refugee camps. I don't know if it's in Gaza or Syria or where, but it's a place, it's a shithole. Let's look how these people live, shall we? Man, I've seen conditions like this, but not that bad. In Mexico, they got dirt floors and all that, but this has rags everywhere. Nah, this place is a shithole. Yeah, because in Mexico, in the rural areas, it's not like this. Oh, fuck this place. This shit fucking must be fucked up. And there's families living here, little kids, even infants and toddlers, living in the filth. But let's continue watching. Let me guess, this is the master bedroom. Huh, okay. I bet fucking here is very interesting, right? Huh, just saying. Oh, look, this must be the kitchen where they catch rats and they cook them up. Wow, awesome. They have everything here. What a best fucking place to be, right? Isn't being a refugee grand? You go have these kind of accommodations. Yay! Let's see what other things is in this place. I love this house, don't you? Oh, looky here. This must be the master bathroom. Yes, look, you got one for your toilet, and the other one must be the shower slash sink slash whatever thing, right? Oh, yeah, you could bathe, you could wash your hands, then you could take a shit. Oh, imagine you want to fuck in the shower? Oh, that's going to be interesting. Ooh, but then the walls are paper thin. I'm sure they could hear that. Yeah, but whatever. Let's continue. Yes, let's go outside. The view is to die for. You will love it. Look how breathtaking is the scene. So lovely. Being a refugee is so awesome. You go have this great big house. Just be a refugee and you'll enjoy it. Just saying. Wow, this home is a great mansion. Do you guys want to live here? Yes, you could have so much fun and party here. Yay, let's go. It's fucked up that the pointy hats, our masters, treat us like shit. But people are noticing these things, so yeah. All you gotta do is sit back and relax, point and laugh. Yeah, get your favorite drink out, smoke your shit, and let's enjoy the fucking dumpster fire, right? Well, now with bricks there as a counterbalance, hopefully the shit gets better. Yeah, this multipolar world that we're gonna live in is gonna be pretty awesome. It's gonna be difficult for the transition. A lot of fucked up things are gonna happen, but it's gonna be okay in the long run. It just sucks. All you gotta do, just hold your shit tight, try to make as much money, and evolve. Yeah, as long as you're learning new skills, we'll be fine. That's what I'm trying to do too. Like today they told me from my class that to go to the one on Thursday, so I can start learning how to cut hair more. So I'm gonna do that, and then I'm working other things to find an apprenticeship. Yeah, I need to be a master. You know, need to be an apprentice, and they're the master. Yeah. So I guess I'm gonna have a Jewish overlord. No, not really, but I am gonna have a master. But anyways, you guys better start kicking ass. I'm kicking ass, so I'm doing my part. What are you doing? You better do shit. So I'm gonna leave you with something that those dirty Salvadorians are doing, something that's actually decent. Well, goodbye everyone.
El sistema penitenciario de El Salvador se rige por el orden, el control y la disciplina. Nuestro programa de reinserción, Plan Cero Ocio, es uno de los mejores del mundo. Más de 48 mil privados de libertad, que no son pandilleros, trabajan para reducir su pena y para el beneficio de nuestra sociedad. 6.500 reos trabajan en el taller de maquila textil, donde producen hasta 600.000 prendas al mes. En el taller de zapatería, se proyecta que más de 6.000 reos elaboren 150.000 pares de zapatos mensualmente. Más de 15.000 reos trabajan fuera de prisión con la constructora El Salvador. Y el número sigue creciendo. Ahora también tenemos 62 cuadrillas renovando escuelas en diferentes puntos del país. Además, cerca de 8.000 privados de libertad trabajan en comisiones como fumigación, jornadas de limpieza, reconstrucción y mantenimiento de hospitales. Más de 500 reos apoyan en la agricultura, construyendo casas mayas con riego integrado para cultivos protegidos, y han fabricado miles de exhibidores para los agromercados del país. En el taller de mobiliario, 2.400 reos han producido cerca de 90.000 muebles escolares. En el taller de línea blanca, 1.200 reos reparan electrodomésticos y maquinaria industrial. La granja penitenciaria emplea a 800 reos en agricultura, avicultura y ganadería. En el taller automotriz, 900 reos reparan cientos de flotas de vehículos. Tenemos cientos de reos en talleres de tapicería, alfarería, pintura artística y producción de detergentes. Ya hemos capacitado a más de 44.000 personas en el centro de formación laboral. Y ahora contamos con una orquesta sinfónica, un símbolo del poder transformador de la reinserción. Nuestro sistema penitenciario es cada vez más productivo y más autosuficiente. En total, cerca de 48.000 reos del Plan Cero Ocio siguen aprovechando la segunda oportunidad que les damos para el beneficio de El Salvador.